Well, thank you again for joining us on KRML Jazz and Blues Radio today. Enjoy your phone calls. And, you know, someone that I really enjoy speaking with, and you're going to enjoy listening to, just judging from just the reaction we had last week when we had the Live with the Jazz Cats segment, when he had Ornette Coleman on. And previous to that, the week before, he was live at the International Association of Jazz Educators Conference in New York City. You know him by the Jazz Cat. We know him as Leroy Downs, and he's here with the Live with the Jazz Cat, with the Jazz Cat segment here on KRML Jazz and Blues Radio. How you doing, Leroy?
Very well, very well. How are you doing?
Okay, great. You've got a special guest, and I'm going to let you run with it, so you go ahead and the ball's all yours in your corner.
it's such a pleasure to be in this business of jazz, and when you have an opportunity to come across some of the legends in the business and people who play so beautifully, it's a wonderful experience. I went to the San Francisco the Jazz Fest out there and saw Ornette, not Ornette Coleman, I missed Ornette Coleman, but I saw Yusef Lateef.
Uh-huh.
And in the audience, whose seat just happened to be sitting right next to me, one of the great, great legends of this business. His name is Prince Lachey, and I have him on the line right now. Prince!
Yes, dear brother.
How are you, my friend?
Fine, and you?
Very well. You know, we've had so many great conversations about this music, and you've played with everybody. New Train, Eric Dolphy, Charles Mingus, Miles Davis, Ornette Coleman. Do I have to go on? You know everybody in this business, and you played with them as well.
Yes, I did that over the years, and I've had quite a few artists working with me also.
Right. A lot of you out there go to the Monterey Jazz Festival every year, and sometimes I see you out there. If you have, I think it's this anniversary book of the Monterey Jazz Festival. If you turn to the middle of that book, you will see Prince Lachey playing with his band. It featured Bobby Hutcherson and who else was in that band?
Lester Williams and Charles Moffett and Sonny Simmons.
Yeah, well, some of the great players, and you play with them all, and they've all played with you.
Yes, that's titled 40 Years of Monterey Jazz Festival.
Well, when we met earlier, we had some time to spend in the car listening to some great music that you recorded with Herbie Hancock and Woody Shaw that's not quite out yet, and you're going to be distributing that music soon as well.
Right, I'll be putting that out on my label title, Bird's Eye Records, and some of it's in Yugoslavia with Woody Shaw titled Shaw, The Prince Meets the Shaw, and then there are some more tracks of the Berklee University at the Greek Theater with Ron Carter and many other artists are present on that particular set, and have some more that I'm preparing now called The Early Years with Buster Williams, Moffitt, Sonny Simmons, myself. And I just finished talking with Charnette Moffitt today. I had to step out because he had to get to Yoshi's for a sound check, and I had some more important business I had to attend to.
He's performing with McCoy Tyner.
McCoy Tyner.
Right.
Right. Yeah, I recorded. Pardon me?
I was going to say you recorded with McCoy as well.
Yes, and Elvin Jones on Illumination.
Mm-hmm. That was the Elvin Jones album that was released when?
Well, I'm not just sure about that. I don't have it before me. But it was Elvin Jones, Jimmy Garrison, on Impulse. And I wrote the leading track called Netting Out Jones. Actually, I wrote it for Elvin. I'm playing clarinet on that.
Well, that's basically John Coltrane's rhythm section.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. Well, you told me a story about Train one time and how you fixed his horn. Why don't you tell the cats about that?
Oh, yeah, well, that was here in Oakland when I first met John. He was working, doing a concert. He had been working in San Francisco at a place called the Jazz Workshop, but his horn had been, something had happened. So when he moved over to Oakland, he had been getting bad writers at that time. He moved over to Oakland. I just happened to be there backstage where the constituent Sonny Simmons and I. And so I saw he was having problems trying to play the instrument fluently. So I told him to pass it over to me, because I had the knowledge of preparing instruments over the years I learned from my uncle. And sure enough, I fixed it after about 15 minutes or so and gave it back to him. And there was a little brother there that looking at me real strange, and I wondered who little brother was, Miles Davis, you know. I was looking at him real strange because I was dressed pretty. John played and went out and played, and wow, he got all kind of ovations. So the next day he got all beautiful write-ups, and it just went on from there. So that's the way John and I came in contact with each other.
You're also great friends with Sonny Rollins, and you told me a story about going to New York and taking Sonny Simmons and meeting Eric Dolphy.
Right. Well, I was on my way to New York, and so I thought I'd stop outside of the tunnel before going through there to New York and call Eric because I had his number from here. And so I did that, and as he answered the phone, I heard my record on his record player. He said, "Oh, man, I'm listening to you now." I said, "Oh, yeah, wow, I can hear it." So I called my worthy constituent, Sonny Simmons, out of the car so he could hear it. And sure enough, Eric invited me to come over to his loft, and we became lifelong friends after that. He wanted me to write some music for him, et cetera, et cetera. So that's what happened, the way that I came in contact with Eric. I had originally heard him on the radio, in a record store out here. And I asked Sonny Simmons, I said, "Who is that?" He said, "Eric Dolphy." I said, "Eric who?" I said, "Eric Dolphy." So I listened, so I said, "Well, you're going to be ready to go in a couple of weeks?" He said, Sonny Simmons said, "Go where?" I said, "Well, I'm heading to New York. I want to meet Eric Dolphy." Because I knew my schoolmate, Arnett Coleman, was the captain of saxophone alto. And here's another person who's doing some really just beautiful work. So I wanted to find out who this guy was. And so that's how it came about that I made the phone call before I went through the turnpike.
You ended up recording with Eric on one of his most famous albums called The Iron Man.
About seven of his albums I recorded. Conversation and Burning Spears. Oh, just right down the line. If you pull that up, you can find it. About seven in all.
What was interesting to me is that, I know your music from, an album you did, The Cry, and with your worthy constituent, Mr. Sonny Simmons, and The Firebirds. You guys really burn on that. But you have so many more albums that are out, and I'm just wondering why so many people don't realize and recognize the passion of the Prince.
Well, I have been absent for a period of time. I had several things I had to do, and I've completed that now. And so now I'm just driving my Ferrari and Porsche and just kind of writing some music and doing what I really need to do. I'm getting ready to go to France. My son's a drummer. He's with Max and Odine Pope for about 20 years, And we recorded. I had Woody Shaw with us in Paris. And also in Yugoslavia, as I stated earlier. So it's just a matter of time until I release another 10 or 15 or 20 CDs.
I've actually spent some time with you. We were driving around Oakland during the San Francisco Jazz Festival in the car, just listening to all. He had all of these beautiful CDs with all this great music, and we were just listening to it and having such a great time. You've got one of your latest albums is called The Mystery of Prince Lachey, and you do that one with Odine Pope.
Right. Just released about a month. I understand that's going very well. There was another one just released last week. I did, this time last year, I had an invitation to go to New York City to record with Joe Lovano, Michael Burke, James Carter, with Odine Pope, nine saxophones. So it was four guests. So that was at the Blue Note Club. We did that, so it was just released about a week ago.
I can't wait to hear that recording.
Leroy, it's George Fuller. Could you possibly, a couple of things for the benefit of our listening audience, other than clarinet, could you also inform us what other instruments does Prince Lachey play? And also, this CD that was just recorded, which you just mentioned, the name of that, and do you know when the street date is for that?
I'm not sure when the street date is. I know Odine Pope called me a couple of days ago and told me he had just received a box, and he's sending me some out, so I'll have all that information once that arrives with me. But the instruments, I play all of the woodwinds, alto saxophone, baritone saxophone, clarinet, flute, and soprano, and piccolo.
Now, generally, Prince, when I talk to you, you always have a standby right there ready to play, man. You got anything on hand?
Normally I do, and I would have something at this time. Are you prepared for that?
I'm always prepared for that.
Oh, just a moment.
The Prince always has all of his instruments sitting right there. He plays them all the time.
Thousands of people in the audience listening here.
Oh.
Thank you very much, Prince.
Anytime, dear brother. Anytime.
Prince, always a pleasure. I know you and I will be talking soon, so thanks so much for hanging out here on KRML Radio.
Okay, dear brother, call me anytime you feel necessary that you need this spiritual intake. I'll pass it on to you.
And hey, Prince, it's George. It's George Fuller again, the engineer. You please tell me the whose name is this CD released under that Odine Pope has a copy of?
It's Odine. It's the Four Tenors.
Okay.
The Four Tenors.
Great.
It's two volumes. I'm on the second volume. This is the first volume.
Okay.
We'll be looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
That's on Blue Note?
Pardon me?
Is that on Blue Note, or do you know the label?
Half Note.
Half Note. Okay, great. We get there.
So live at the Blue Note.
Live at the Blue Note.
Yeah.
There you go. Half Note Records, live at the Blue Note.
So what you do is you pull up SonnySimmons.org and you'll find a list of recordings that I have.
Mm.
And I just got some more information lately on the Jazz Orchestra with Carla Bley and Amber.
Prince, thank you very much for being on. This is Gary Amata here for being on with us today, especially that the solo rendition. There's so much soul involved, and I can hear you play. I used to play the horn myself, but not like that.
thank you.
Yeah,
thank
it's you. People like it's people that play the horn like that that made me realize that I didn't have it. So,
well, we all
so
have it. It's just, you know. Yeah, sir.
Thank
put
you,
him
Greg.
On the spot. And he picked up and he came with it.
He comes. Like well, you know, you can't imitate soul. It's got to, you either got it or you don't. You know, and he's got it in that horn. So, thank you very much, Leroy, as usual.
Thank you. Then the name of that album, Prince's latest album, was called "The Mystery of Prince Lachey." So look for that.
We would like to have more time. This is a segment that I particularly enjoy, but I can't be that selfish. I have to move on. So within an hour's show, I want to thank Leroy, the Jazz Cat Downs, for being live with the Jazz Cat in his segment. And he'll be back with us again next Tuesday about 5:14 p.m. on your dial here on KRML Jazz and Blues Radio from Carmel, California. We appreciate everything. If you want more information, you can go to Leroy Downs' website, which is www.thejazzcat.net, thejazzcat.net, and you can get more information as well as get in touch with Leroy and ask him who, you know, maybe you might have a favorite that you want to bring on the air, and he just surprises us every week, and it's getting more and more, and today we even get a little bit of a solo from Prince Lachey, and thank you very much for being on with us, Prince.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
And thank you, Leroy, for arranging all that.
See you guys next week, man.
All right. We'll be right back with more from For Locals Only from the Eastwood Building in Carmel-by-the-Sea, California. It's our Tuesday, January 31st, 2006 show. And we'll be right back with Carrie Tice for our hospitality tip of the week.